What's up, man? All right, guys, reporting to you live from Beta Male Cafe in small town, USA. This is going to be a quick video. I know I haven't been online that much in the past couple of weeks. There's a lot of work being done on MGTOW TV. As you guys know, they're coming after us, guns blazing. MGTOW TV, well, not MGTOW TV, but Reddit kicked out MGTOW a couple of days ago. Google actually kicked us out of the App Store a couple of weeks ago. They even disabled our AdSense a couple of days ago. So they're coming after the MGTOW community with guns blazing. So I am working nonstop, pretty much making sure that everything we have is safeguarded. That way they can't get us offline like they would love to. So this quick video is going to be about MGTOW Cafe. As you guys know, subreddit kicked out the MGTOW subreddit. So I had MGTOW Cafe about a couple of years ago, actually. You know, that was before MGTOW TV. It never went anywhere. So I pretty much went back to MGTOW Cafe. I cleaned it up. I updated it. I upgraded it. And it's open for business. Now, it's MGTOW.cafe. It's not a real restaurant. It's a website. It's a forum. We use a Zenforo app. We use a Zenforo. As you guys know, the websites I have, whether it's MGTOW TV, whether it is MGTOW.cafe, I didn't create the software by hand. I simply bought it and then optimized it to my liking. That's how I roll. So you know the stuff is professional. It's top class. You can go type Zenforo right now. Zenforo. That's the forums we use. It's the best forums on the whole wide internet. I know there's another MGTOW website out there, a little bit more popular than we are. They use VB Bulletin, which is an old school forums. It works, but our app is just better because Zenforo is better than VB Bulletin. I was getting a call. Guys, when I usually get a call on this phone, for some reason it mutes my video. That means when I'm talking to you, like, for example, if I'm getting a call right now, I can be talking to you and you wouldn't even hear me. In fact, I did a video recently about why Islam prohibits the Scamarona vaccine. And what happened is that 20 minutes into the video, nobody can hear me because I was getting a phone call and apparently I didn't know that. This is why I had to pull the video off of MGTOW TV, because I have to re-edit it and put it back up. But like I said, I'm just so busy with MGTOW TV. Like I said, right now, I'm working on an app for Manosphere.tv. Manosphere.tv is going to be the big leagues compared to MGTOW.tv when it comes to the content creators. I'm actually working on the app myself. The app in the past, I would have people work on because I'm not an app developer. This is why the apps were never ever as good as MGTOW.tv, simply because I am not an app developer. Well, now I'm going to be an app developer. Also, another thing, guys, I actually paid off all my debts. As you guys remember, a couple of years ago, I owned a restaurant in Egypt with my Egyptian cousin. It was actually doing quite well. I spent like $20,000 on it. And then when I came back to America, like a couple of days later, he closed down the restaurant, took all the money, and he split. So he pretty much stole $10,000 from me. I lost a grand total of $20,000. So for the past 3 years, I've been paying off that money. Now, as you guys know, I can't touch interest, so I've been using different credit cards and working my ass off for 3 years to pay off that debt. If you guys remember, I was in California just a couple of weeks ago. Well, when I was in California, I was working 15 hours a day. I was actually sleeping in the car, and I, thank God, paid off all my debts. So right now, I'm pretty much working on MGTOW TV, Manosphere TV, and now MGTOW.cafe. I stopped doing the whole gig economy thing because I paid off all my debts. So right now I'm working full time on the apps. Okay, now when it comes to MGTOW.cafe, we get a lot of people spamming That's just how it is. So I'm looking for moderators on MGTOW.cafe. If you guys want to be a moderator on MGTOW.cafe, that way you can, like, delete all the spammers, scammers, because obviously I can't be on all three sites at the same time. Simply PM me, and I'll make you a moderator on MGTOW.cafe. So MGTOW.cafe uses the same servers as MGTOW.tv, which have built-in DDoS protection. So we don't have to worry about someone knocking us off the internet. So MGTOW.cafe is going to be the replacement for the MGTOW subreddit on Reddit. Also, at the same time, guys, Manosphere.tv is going to have an app. The app is amazing. Like I said, I'm working on it myself. In fact, I was updating it up until I decided to step out and make this video for you guys. So you know Manosphere.tv is going to whoop ass. Again, Manosphere.tv and MGTOW.tv, they use the same server. They use the same exact software. It's just that technically they're a different platform, but they use the same server, same software. MGTOW.cafe is a different software. It's a different platform all together. MGTOW.cafe, you actually have to register for it because it's not part of the MGTOW TV software. So if you have an account on MGTOW.tv and you don't have an account on MGTOW.cafe, well, you have to do an account on MGTOW.cafe because it's a totally independent platform. And again, I'm looking for moderators for MGTOW.cafe. It's a great forum, guys. As you guys know, if you tell me, hey, Amr, can you do this? Can you do that? I can make it happen. You know, very, very few people out there can move like I can when it comes to the internet, simply because I've been doing this crap since 1987, right? As you guys can see, I got the gray hair over here. I've actually had grays ever since my 20s. I'm only 40 years old, you know. A lot of people think that I'm, you know, in my 50s because of this, but I'm only 40 years old. I got grays ever since I was like 23, 24 years old. It's a genetic thing, but I've been on computer since 1987. I've been programming with like fucking PHP and stuff like that since the 90s, so I've been on computers for well over 20 years programming. This is why I can do things that no other people can when it comes to stuff online. This is why I can build you better products than anybody else. Now, lastly, gentlemen, our sponsor today is manradio.rocks. As you guys know, we've been around for, I think we've been around going on 2 years or more than 2 years. I think we've been around for about 2 years right now. We never had a sponsor. Manradio.rocks is our first sponsor. So you know they don't care what lefty liberal people think, because they're sponsoring MGTOW.tv. Now, manradio.rocks, guys, hardcore red pills. The guy behind it, he does his own podcast. He collaborates with other people. So manradio.rocks, guys, is good for you because it's going to be over the internet as audio. I know a lot of you guys out there want to have as many things in audio format as much as possible. This is why MGTOW TV, ever since a couple of weeks ago, all the videos we have are audio as well. I'm making MP3 versions of a lot of the stuff we have, because most of the 90 plus percent of the videos we have on MGTOW TV can be done in audio format. You don't even need to watch a video. So over at manradio.rocks, everything they have is audio format. So you can be driving, you can be working, you can be at the gym, and you can listen to their Red Pill content. And again, the guy collaborates with people like Ridge and Golden Eagle. He does have his own podcast. It's very sophisticated. If you guys are into TFM politics and economy, this is what the guy who runs manradio.rocks is all about. Now, one last thing before I turn off this video, guys, the best way to support MGTOW.tv, MGTOW.cafe, and eventually manosphere.tv, number one, super chat and boost videos. Okay, this helps out the content creators. If the content creators make money, I make money. The most important thing here, guys, is that content creators make money. That way they can stay around. Everybody is about to be kicked off of YouTube. Even Better Bachelor is on the chopping block. In fact, Better Bachelor is already on Manosphere.tv. I actually backed up his content a couple of days ago. I backed up Aaron Clary's content as well. I backed up Terrence Pop's content as well. All these people are probably going to get chopped off YouTube soon. Unfortunately, that's just how YouTube rolls. So all this content, guys, actually cost money because I have to store it on a CDN. We have about 10 terabytes of video from the past 2 years. 10 terabytes of video, and we stream about 50 terabytes of data a month. So this cost about $700. It cost me $700 a month. That's just for the hosting and the delivery of the contents, okay? This doesn't include the server, doesn't include the emails, it doesn't include the system administrator for making sure that everything works right. That's just for having the content on MGTOW TV, Manosphere.tv, $700 a month. Now, that number is only going to get bigger as more content gets put on the CDN, the bigger our bill gets. You know, if a lot of people watch, that bill can explode. If not that many people watch, the bill stays the same when it comes to the bandwidths. But when it comes to content, because people are adding content, that bill is only going to go up when it comes to storing all this content. Especially right now, a lot of people are saying, yo, Omar, we got to store our videos on Manosphere TV because Google is going to kick us off. So all this stuff does cost money. Now, fortunately, I was able to clone Aaron Clary's channel like a couple of months back, more like a month and a half ago, because YouTube started deleting a lot of his videos. So we're very, very happy to get all of Aaron Clary's stuff before YouTube started to delete his videos, okay? So a lot of people are coming over to Manosphere.tv, which is great. But when they have like thousands of videos and they all go up on a CDN, it just costs more money. In fact, Manosphere.tv has 2 terabytes of data, while MGTOW.tv only has a little bit over... No, MGTOW TV has about 7.8 terabytes of data. So even though MGTOW TV was around for about 2 years... we only have a little bit under 8 terabytes of data on MGTOW TV. Manosphere TV has only been around for 2 months, and we already have 2 terabytes of data on it, and that number is only going to go up. Now, unfortunately, the memberships are not keeping up with the cost that I am spending. As you guys know, one of the reasons why I was working my ass off in California was to not only pay off the debt, but also to pay off MGTOW TV, because we never made money off of MGTOW TV. Came close sometimes, but always lost money on MGTOW TV. So when I was working 15 hours in California, 15 hours a day, that allowed me to pay for MGTOW TV out of my pocket. Now, I'm not working. This is why I'm working on the app. This is why I'm able to do MGTOW Cafe. This is why I'm able to do so many things online, because I'm not working 15 hours a day. In fact, as you guys know, I'm in Beta Male Cafe. Like I said earlier, my laptop is inside. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to go work on it. I'd love to work outside, but there's mosquitoes. It's hot. It's humid. It's fucking Florida. That's just the way it is. But I'll be going, after I'm done with this video, I'm going to go inside and I'm going to work on MGTOW TV, MGTOW dot cafe, and Manosphere.tv. So again, best thing to do, guys, super chat the content creators. And super chatting is not only available during a live stream, okay? You can super chat a content creator right there in the comment system, okay? Boost a video. You can boost a video for any amount. And we share the revenue 50-50 when it comes to boosting. So if, let's say, you boost somebody's videos for $10, they make $5, we make $5. If you super chat somebody in the comment section, we only take 10% plus 30 cents for the credit card processing fee. So if you super chat $10 to someone, they're going to go home as like $8.70. Buy the membership, guys. The freemium membership, it's only $1 a month or $10 a year. you get ad-free viewing, meaning that we're not going to load any banner ads, okay? There's about 2,000 people who show up to MGTOW TV religiously. If those 2,000 people were to get a $1 membership, even after the processing fees and all that, we still would have about $1,500 a month. If MGTOW TV is making $1,500 a month, it will actually pretty much pay off our bill. So again, $700 goes to the CDN, and there's another $400-$500 associated with running the server, obtaining software. For example, MGTOW.cafe. I have to pay licensing for MGTOW Cafe. I actually have to pay license fees to PlayTube for MGTOW Cafe and MGTOW and Manosphere.tv. Don't get it twisted. I own the software. But if I want support from the developer behind the software, I have to pay a licensing fee to them every year. By the way, guys, RoxyTube uses the same software we do. They also have live streaming right now. The live streaming that they're using, we actually have that option, but they have to pay a third-party provider for it. And that third-party provider is cost a lot of money. So I'd be very, very interested to see how live streaming goes on RoxyTube, because either they're gonna charge the person who's live streaming a lot of money, or they're probably gonna go out of business if they're not making money off of the live streams. Because again, live streaming with the software we have for Manosphere.tv and MGTOW.tv and RoxyTube goes through a third party provider. Now in my case, I'm Amar Metwali, because I've been doing this crap for over 20 years. We actually are able to roll our own live streaming software. So I am not paying a third-party content creator to live stream. I own the software. I just have to pay for the server. That's it. You know, every person who streams on MGTOW TV has their own live streaming server. That costs, you know, a couple of dollars. But nevertheless, those are all costs that do add up at the end of the day. So, best thing to do, Super Chat, Boost, get yourself a membership. This way, I can be able to better bring you a lot of stuff. Because I'm telling you guys, they're coming after MGTOW, Manosphere, guns blazing. They're going to do everything in their power to make sure that we get offline. Again, Google took the MGTOW TV off of the Google Play Store. And the reason behind it was because of Black Lives Matter and the Scamarona vaccines. You know, they officially told me, well, you have questionable material on your website, and they gave me images of Black Lives Matter and the Scamarona videos we have. And I appealed it, and I'm like, I don't see what the problem is, you know. They're not getting back to me, okay, guys? Let me tell you something, okay? YouTube knows who we are. Actually, Google, they know who we are. So when they take down your channel, they take down your video, they take down your app, and you appeal it, they're not going to listen to you because they want you off the internet. In fact, I went to search for Manosphere the other day. Manosphere.tv showed up on page number 3 on Google. But if you go to DuckDuckGo, it shows up on the first page. So they're making sure that our information is scrubbed off the internet. They're either gonna scrub us off the internet. In a perfect world, Google would scrub us off the internet. In a perfect world. And short of that, they're gonna censor us to the point where people don't even know that we exist. Right now, my job as Amar Metwali is, again, two things. Make sure they can't scrub us off the internet by making sure the software we have. See, I want to own my own software. I want to manage my own hardware. That's what I'm doing right now. That way I don't have a third-party provider saying, yo, Amar, you guys do anti-woman crap or anti-Semitic BS, so we're going to kick you off our platform. See, I want to own my own software. I want to own my own machines. That's what I'm working on right now. This is the best way to make sure that we don't get taken off the internet, okay? Also, another thing that I did before MGTOW TV in the past, which I can't do now because it cost money, I was actually advertising MGTOW TV on Facebook. By the way, guys, advertising on Facebook isn't that bad. You know, I don't like Zuckerberg. I think he's one of those lizard people, but reality of the matter is, if you know how to advertise on Facebook, it can actually be quite successful. Unfortunately, I can't advertise on Facebook right now because that costs money, and right now we are in a deficit. We are not in a surplus when it comes to money. So right now I'm conserving as much money as possible. So if we are profitable, that money is going to go toward advertising elsewhere to bring more people into the manosphere. And I can't do that unless you guys out there start putting some money up, whether it's super chats, it is donations to the content creators, boosting, or buying a membership. Again, guys, the membership for freemium is $1. See this cup of coffee? Do you know how much this cup of coffee costs? A couple of bucks, right? The reason why I'm here, it's, I know a lot of you guys are thinking, hey, Amr, if you just stop buying this coffee, maybe. No, it doesn't work like that, and I'm going to tell you why. You guys see, at the house, my internet is better than here. My air condition is better than here. For some reason, I can only work when I'm at a cafe. It's a mental thing. So even though I'm spending, like, I don't know, $3 on this cup of coffee, the amount of work I'm able to output, because this to me is like a fucking office, is valued hell of a lot more at than $3. So I'm going to buy this cup of coffee for $3. For $1 a month, guys, for a third of this cup of coffee, you know, you can support MGTOW TV. And again, 2,000 of you come to the site religiously. If you all put up a dollar, that will cover our costs altogether, okay? So, bottom line here, guys, MGTOW.cafe is open for business. It's not a restaurant. It might be a restaurant in the future. I'm thinking about it. You know, I own the restaurant in Egypt, so I'm thinking about MGTOW Cafe becoming a restaurant in the future. You guys let me know in the comments section if we should actually make a MGTOW Cafe restaurant in the future. Okay? So MGTOW Cafe, dot cafe, I should say, the forums, it's up, it's running. Again, we use the Zenforo forums, which is the best software out there. It's better than the VP bulletin that the other site is using. And the last thing is, you guys are going to go there, you're going to look at the logo. The logo of MGTOW Cafe is Alexandria, Egypt. It says MGTOW established 331 BC. That's when Alexander the Great took over Alexandria, Egypt. I know a lot of you guys are going to be like, what the fuck? How does this work? Let me tell you something, guys. You know, you guys know me, I'm part Greek. I was born in Egypt, so Jewish father, Greek mother. The Greek people are very, very smart. I mean, hell, Western civilization is built on Greek philosophy. So we Greeks, I don't even have to tell you how amazing Greeks are. So the Greek people who came to Alexandria, Egypt, were... what the hell? So the Greek people who came to Alexandria, Egypt, who founded Alexandria, Egypt, was Alexander the Great back in 331 BC, those were actually the smart Greeks. Those were the ones who were saying, enough with the gynocentric, because at that time, you guys have to understand, Greece, when Greece was becoming, listen, every nation that becomes rich automatically becomes gynocentric. I don't care if it's fucking Rome, I don't care if it's fucking Japan. Every nation throughout human history, the minute they start making some money, they become gynocentric. That's just how it is. So the Greeks who came and founded Alexandria, they're like, we have enough of the gynocentric Greek cities like Athens, so we're going to go over to Alexandria and we're going to use our brain power, okay? This is why I called it MGTOW Cafe, along with it being established in 331 BC, because if you guys look throughout human history, the best MGTOW philosophers throughout human history were the Greeks. And some of the best Greeks came from Alexandria, Egypt, because when they founded Alexandria, Egypt, there were no women there, you know, because it wasn't rich at the time. So no woman, you know, no woman, your brain works amazing. In fact, we have the realist philosopher, and he's first of all, his content is amazing. Secondly, you know, the realist philosopher, you know, his statue is like a Greek statue. That's his icon. Again, everything great is because of us Greeks, and that includes MGTOW.cafe. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you soon, okay? Take care. Peace.